Item number two, please.
Item number two, Org Unit 1151, Department of Administrative Services, Fiscal Affairs, page 130.
Before we do that, I'm sorry, I just remembered something. Treasurer, how soon do you have to be where you have to be? Okay. We'll accommodate you. Thank you, sir. The fiscal affairs budget is before us.
Mr. Chair and supervisors, thanks so much. Our newly minted director, Mr. Fudge, will cover this area, but I'd like to frame it just a little bit. This area not only includes the recently renamed Office of Performance, Strategy, and Budget, or PSB for short, it also includes the Department of Administrative Services, which is Julie, Barb, and myself. We also had originally proposed establishing a new section in this department called Records Management, which would have been responsible for HIPAA compliance, records retention, and the administration of open records. This is a sorely needed function within the county and has been neglected for quite some time. It's my understanding that there is support among some supervisors to consider this function be moved into Corp Counsel's area of responsibility. I've chatted with the recently appointed Corp Counsel, and we both strongly support this notion and would entertain an amendment to move this to Corp Counsel. To be sure, it's a critical role, and that left unattended increases the county's risk at several different levels. So now, at this point, I'd like to hand it over to Josh to get at a little more detail.
So to be clear, the records management section possibly could be moved to through amendment to Corporation Council.
Mr. Chair and Supervisors, that's correct.
Thank you. Mr. Fudge?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a brief overview of the DOS fiscal budget. You'll see that the overall tax levy increases by $727,800. That's largely a result of three things. One is the creation of the new records management division, which is $227,000. And then there are two changes in cross charges that really represent a shift of costs out of DOS divisions into DOS fiscal. We had to reform the cross charge for DOS management so that that group is charged out accurately. And then the cross charge for reimbursement or collection services, we basically eliminated that and are now only charging two departments that bring in outside revenues to sort of simplify that. So those three items together represent about $651,000 of the tax levy increase that you see. There's really no change in the administrative group, as Don mentioned. In the Office of Performance, Strategy, and Budget, we decided to create a new title for our office in the budget staff to reflect not only the budget that we put together, but the new emphasis on performance measures and strategic planning. That was partially set in motion last September with the creation of some new coordinator, or the reclassification of some new coordinator positions. Also, in that org, we are flattening the org structure a little bit. We're flattening the org structure a little bit, which was envisioned last fall. We had some turnover in the office, and so we are eliminating a middle management position, the assistant fiscal and budget administrator. And our vision is that the three coordinator positions will sort of split some of the duties that that position previously had, in addition to doing some budget analysis work. We would also then create an administrative assistant position. Currently, our administrative duties are performed by an individual who also does some budget analysis work, and so we'd like to be able to expand the capacity on that a little bit and shift those duties. And finally, the reimbursement section, that's the collections. You'll see that we are making a change there. There's currently one individual who performs that function. That individual has indicated a desire to retire in the coming months, and so we wanted to create a transition plan to continue the contract, first of all, for collections, which has really worked out well since we transitioned to this new vendor a couple of years ago. They are a state-certified DBE firm, and so we would piggyback basically onto the state contract for that. And so our transition plan would then involve having a more junior-level position, working with that vendor, and also helping us provide some financial and fiscal analysis. And then on the records management, you'll see it's two positions. Obviously, there's a great need out there for a solid and, I think, centralized records retention plan. Right now, it's very decentralized. So we'd like to bring in, some highly qualified individuals to develop policies and procedures, work with departments to ensure that all laws and things like that are being met and really have a one-stop shop for records retention. So after that brief overview, I'll entertain any questions you might have.
Mr. Fudge, with respect to that collections contractor, even though I fully understand that we receive funding from the state, given what happened to the county board, I've got to ask this question. Who is the provider with respect to that contractor, the professional placement services contractor? Do you have that firm or that organization identified? On page 133, with respect to reimbursement and the collections provider attached to the state?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, I believe so. That is the name of the firm that we currently contract with.
What's the name of it?
Professional Placement Services, PPS.
Okay.
In the chart at the bottom of the page.
I see that. Okay, thank you. I'll find out a little bit more about that. Thanks. Any other questions or comments? Supervisor Cullen.
Thank you. Mr. Fudge, there's a lot of shifting of positions, and maybe you can help me understand these. So, Executive Director 3, Fiscal and Budget Administration, is that you?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, yes, that's me, and the reason we have that in there is that my position is basically just retitled. So,
okay. What's the purpose of that retitling?
Really just to, it was actually recommended by the Department of Human Resources to be just a director. Fiscal and Budget Administrator is kind of a long and unwieldy title, but other than that, there's really no change.
Does it put you in a different pay grade?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, no, same pay grade.
And then if you could explain to me the assistant, you're getting rid of the Assistant Fiscal Budget Administration. You sort of explained that a little bit. With those duties to be taken over by which people?
Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, that position obviously does some of the higher level, sort of acted as a team lead, if you will, was responsible for the fringe benefit budget, also delegated some duties out to the budget analysts. We have the three coordinator positions now. The fiscal and performance management coordinator, the strategic asset coordinator, and the strategic planning coordinator. Those positions are a little bit higher level on expertise, experience, and pay range than the budget analysts. And so the goal there is to really have one coordinator be responsible for coordinating within the office strategic planning ideas, ensuring that those elements are included. One, which is the strategic asset coordinator, that individual already is kind of working with facilities management, putting together our capital budget, ensuring long-range and short-term goals are met in that area. And then the other performance management coordinator, we would look to, in addition to doing performance measurement, also having that person kind of be in charge of the sort of the fact-checking and the making sure everything is accurate. Right now, the two coordinators, performance management and strategic planning, are vacant. And also, I neglected to mention in the overview that we would fund one additional fiscal and management analyst. Currently, we have three individuals in there. One just became vacant, so we had four during the summer, and we only have three funded in 2013. So we would rectify that and make sure all those positions are funded as well.
So, yeah, if you could explain to me sort of the musical chairs of these fiscal management 1, 2, and 3 were you know, you had three, now you have four. I mean, you did sort of mention that just now. What's the rationale for putting certain people in one, two, and three? The different levels of expertise? Or
Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, yeah, they're basically career ladder positions. So a FAMA 1 would be an individual hired straight out of grad school, usually, with a master's degree. A FAMA 2 would be an individual who maybe had some experience as an intern or a lower level or entry level fiscal person in local government. And then a FAMA 3 is usually an individual who has a lot of experience working in county government, local government, things like that. So what you see there, as far as the change, when the budget was put together, we only had one individual at the 3 level, and we have two individuals at the 2 level. So that's really just a change in the exact classification that the individuals are in. We could, of course, you know, as we seek to fill the vacant FAMA 3 position, we could fill that as a 1, a 2, or a 3. Obviously, we'd have to find the best individual who also fit within our salary budget.
Just one last question. So, your budget for personnel is pretty much higher than it was in 2013. Do you have a percentage on that? The increase in your personnel costs from 2013 to 2014?
Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, thank you for allowing me a second. It would be an increase of 15% for the overall department. That would include the two new records management positions, which I believe add up to about $150,000, and then also the creation of the new position in reimbursement, offset by the fact that we will eventually lose the full cost of the current administrative coordinator reimbursement. And also, the office's legacy fringe benefits go up by about $196,000.
Thank you.
Supervisor Jersey.
I don't quite know where to start. It's interesting that we have a 15% increase in management positions. I actually agree with many of the comments Supervisor Borkowski made earlier. The services in the House of Correction, the jail, BHD, are where really there's a lack of resources, and yet we keep addressing resources at the top management levels. And it just struck me as odd that we want to address the whole problem with family medical leave at the risk management area. It kind of illustrates the same approach that the administration is taking. Put more people at the top levels instead of addressing the real areas where the county provides the services. And that's where I think we're seeing failure. You call this strategic planning. To me, this is not strategic planning. I don't take issue with the four sections. I think the four sections make sense from a fiscal budgetary regard, and think that, you know, you can certainly manage your department in that regard. But this isn't strategic planning. The areas where we need to really strategically make decisions is in the whole area of HR, which I'm not hearing, I haven't heard, and really the whole facilities issue that we've been trying to address. And I know that I'm getting offside the topic here, but it seems to me we keep trying to address the major issues in this county by addressing it from the manager's level. And I don't think you're going to get there. I also think if you're doing strategic planning, you don't ignore policymakers. So, for example, I continue to object to this whole services provided being described as mandated, You've got some mandated, some administrative. I have no idea how any of that differs from the rest, other than you're putting labels, but labels don't translate into strategic policy. The records management piece under Corporation Council, I agree with that in concept, and I understand we'll have to do an amendment on that piece. But with reduced resources at the board level, when you get some of these groups like CRG, who actually, in my opinion, use the open records law for guerrilla tactics to try to force policymakers and elected officials to be so involved with responding to those kinds of records that we virtually to no longer perform our elected duties, you need resources to do that. And yet this really talks about open records requests made of cabinet departments. So I think if we're going to do amendments, we're going to have to address that. But I'm at a loss here to continually look at increasing management positions when many of the comments made by my colleague Supervisor Borkowski really underlines the problems in the county. Now, can you solve the problems at the county level? Can we, just outsource absolutely everything? Then, yeah, I agree, we probably need more management when you outsource, because you've still got to do the oversight. But I'm not seeing that either. So I'm somewhat at a loss to see a 15% increase here when we're really not resolving any of the issues. So thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor. Anyone else with respect to fiscal affairs or Unit 1151? Thank you very much.